Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whatever you may be doing. This is Rob Hendrickson. I've been the host of Job Speakers for a full year now, and this is just a short episode to share my thoughts about what I've learned and where things may go from here. Let me start by thanking all of my guests. Many of you I knew before, many of you I met for the first time, and it was a real pleasure and privilege to do just that. If you referred guests to me, a special thanks. One of the hardest things about doing Job Speakers was making sure I had a guest lined up every single week for 52 weeks. And I have to tell you that some weeks that was easy and some it was tough. But thanks to all of you, I managed to find amazing guests, get to know them a bit, and keep the streak going. I had set an objective for myself to do just that, to launch a new episode every week, to provide quality content, to make it easy and useful for you to get answers to questions you might ask someone if you were curious about a job and that person's journey. You know, I started doing this as a result of the mentoring work I do and the thought that younger people especially have, you know, no real direct interface into people who do the jobs they may be thinking about pursuing. And this to me seemed like a pretty, even if it was hard for me, an easy way for them to get access to that information and to help shape their choices and maybe make those choices better choices, which we all know have a lot of ramifications downstream as we think back about our own choices in life. So I started this back in May. It was a few months after COVID hit. I had a little bit more time on my hands. I wasn't in the car as much, but I embarked on this journey. And aside from, you know, not underestimating the effort, I think the thing I learned the most was really how affirming and great it can be to just make connections with people and to focus on listening to their stories. I hope I can use that in my day-to-day life. A little harder when you don't have a microphone in front of you. But it's been a great ride. And I wouldn't, you know, do anything differently. I don't feel like I made any shortcuts. I hope you all felt that, you know, this was useful. If this is the first episode you're hearing, please go back through the catalog. The content in the podcast does not really age. It's not like a current affairs podcast. Each of the episodes stands up over time and you'll love it. You know, these guests aren't just telling you about a job. They're telling you about their personal lives, their priorities, their struggles, their triumphs. And I think you'll love to hear more about them, even on a personal interest basis. If you've listened to a bunch of episodes, thank you for your listenership. And that's the next thing to do, is really thank all of you who have tuned in. Doing a podcast is strange because you think you're doing everything you need to, but you don't really know. You don't know if people like it. You don't know if they don't. You don't know much. I mean, I do get statistics. I can't say that, you know, I'm knocking it out of the park on the statistics side. I think after a full year, I'm edging up close to about 2,500 downloads. And, you know, by most estimations, that's not especially impressive. But that's not really why I did the podcast. I'm not going to lie, though. It'd be nice to see one day that, you know, this thing's taken off. That just makes me feel like it's getting to more people. But it wasn't really about the downloads. It was really about maybe affecting a few people's lives. I think I've done that. Interestingly, if you listen to the episode about Mike Doherty and then later on one where I gave an update, you know, Mike ended up finding a great job as a result of a prospective employer finding the episode online. Certainly not my intention, but couldn't have happened to a better guy or a closer friend. As far as others out there and stories and how it might have affected them, I just have faith that it did and, you know, would love to hear from you. You know, I also managed to connect with someone in France who's starting a similar podcast in the French language. So that's a pretty cool ripple effect that I never saw coming and makes me feel good. But it's been, again, a really fun journey. I feel very fortunate to have met my guests and to have learned about them. And it's certainly enriched my life, and I hope it's helped you with yours. What's next is a good question. I'll tell you, I'm taking a break, and it may be a long break. It might be several months. You know, I need to think about maybe marketing what I've done more, maybe think about focusing more. you know, it's a little tricky. This is a labor of love. I obviously don't make money at this, nor did I want to. But I just need to make sure that if I'm spending more time on it, that I'm making the biggest impact I can. Will that be more episodes like the ones you've heard? Maybe. Might I stop and put this out into the world and leave it there, perhaps? And then the third option is I change course and do something a little bit more, you know, again, more focused. But I'm giving myself a mental break from it. And, you know, those answers will come to me, I hope. But if you have any ideas, you know, you can always reach me. Just go to jobspeakers.com and there's an email address there. And, you know, there are other ways to reach me. But that's probably the easiest. So again, I don't want to keep you for more time than I need to. I just, again, am so grateful you guys have decided to listen to even one episode, whether it's this one and you're just hearing me, or, you know, any of the earlier ones with some of my guests. If you're thinking about doing a podcast and just want to talk about the process, let me know. If you'd like to make a direct connection to one of my guests because you're really thinking about that position or that job and you have questions, let me know. I can almost guarantee you every single guest of mine would be more than happy to have you, you know, bend their ear and for them to have, you know, the chance to give you some more advice and answer your questions. So I, again, won't keep you. It's been a real pleasure and a privilege. And, you know, I love you guys. With that said, be good, be well, be safe. And until next time, however that may look, goodbye.